Welcome to Vibe With Me High Energy. I'm Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all, and ain't nothing to it but to do it. Let's go.
I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Today I wanna remind you that you create your reality, okay? And that I created this podcast with the intentions of improving the quality of that reality for myself and for all of my listeners. The quality of life, okay? So it's important that you share whatever knowledge you learn here so that you can improve the quality of the world. Let's get into it. What is up? It's your girl, Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all. It's Friday. It's high day. And if this is your first time listening to this podcast, on this podcast, I talk about raising your levels of consciousness, raising your vibration, changing your habits, thoughts, and beliefs, and tapping into your imagination so that you can become more creative and shifting your mindset so that you can start thinking about things differently so that you can move differently. So as you can see by the title of this episode, we are going to be talking about how to mind your thoughts and what that means. Now, I've started reading The Power of Now, which is a book by Eckhart Tolle, okay? And I'm not going to lie, it's been a hard book to get into, but once I did get into it, it reminded me of the things I had read in this other book, which I always talk about. It is the book that helped me change my mindset, Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself and How to, it's a long title, I know, How to Lose Your Mind and Create a New One by Dr. Joe Dispenza. I have an episode about recommended books. You can go back and listen to that. But it reminded me to be the observer. Okay, the observer of my thoughts and my emotions. But every book that I read adds a little more value to my life, I feel. Even if it talks and touches on the same subject, there's something different in each book. Because each person has a different mind. They have a different opinion. They have a different perspective. Okay, so it adds value to my life. Our life, okay? So you see our minds that we have control over creates these scenarios and it creates these situations that are related to past experiences or the future that are most often false thinking, okay? And not relevant to the now. If we could put half as much energy, half as much, okay? Just not even half, okay? Just 1% of as much energy as we do focusing on the present moment, as we do focusing on the past and the future, life would be much simpler, okay? You have one thing that's important in your life right now, and I'm gonna let you ponder on what you believe that one thing is, but you have one thing for the people in the back that is important in your life right now, more than money, more than that job, okay, more than your car, your clothes, your shoes, your house, more than all of that. That's your breath. Your breath, yes, the air you breathe. Because if you didn't have it, well, we know what that results in. So take time each day to focus on your breathing and to do things that doesn't shorten your breath. For the people in the back, do things that does not shorten your breath. Now here's why focusing on breathing is so important. All right, write it down, take a picture. I don't give a what, but it takes you out of your mind, out of your head, long enough to choose a different thought, a different feeling, and a different emotion. So be thankful for every breath you take. And we've been created to do it so effortlessly. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just naturally that we forget how valuable it is. You should value breathing, okay? So I needed this reminder today, and I thought maybe some of you would too. I meditate every day. I meditate on a regular basis, on a daily basis, okay? And I've been doing this for almost 3 years now. Now, I'm not saying that I meditated every day for the past 3 years. I'm not saying that, because that would be a false statement. I do my best. And here recently, I have meditated more often than I have in the past, okay? But what I'm saying is, I've been doing this whole thing, learning and trying to shift my mindset, for about almost 3 years now, and I'm trying to master this specific type of mindset, a positive mindset. And yes, my life has improved tremendously from doing all of this, but I'm still a student. I know this. That's why I'm Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all. Because I am always choosing to push myself to learn more. You know, I am beginning to understand, not just by reading that book, but I'm understanding what the power of now actually means. So if you can learn to focus your attention to live not just day by day, okay? Because a lot of us, we like to just take it one day at a time. But how about you try to focus your attention to live moment to moment with the appreciation of life itself? And that will help you improve the quality of your life for the people in the back. Live moment to moment. I'm learning to live moment to moment, to choose my responses, my reactions, and all of that moment to moment, not just day by day, because that's too many hours in a day. I need to do this moment to moment, so that I'm continuously minding my thoughts, watching what I'm thinking, doing, and who I'm being. Okay? So, not only will it improve the quality of your life, with that quality comes quantity and longevity. Okay? You will live a longer life, is what I'm saying. So I'm trying to master a certain particular type of mindset, and every day I'm getting closer and closer. But you have to want that for yourself, number one, and number two, you have to practice it. Practice watching your thoughts, watching your emotions. You got to practice doing that, and I'm going to show you a way to practice doing that in just a moment. So I have this mantra that I want you to take with you today. My thoughts create my reality. For the people in the back, my thoughts create my reality. As a reminder to watch what you are thinking and choose to change it. Because whatever you are believing, you are creating. Okay? And not instantly, but over time. So I read that emotions are created in the mind first and manifest in the body. And if you think about it, it makes sense. Your body doesn't create an emotion. It only responds to them. Whether positively or negatively, you choose the emotion, you create the emotion, and then the body responds. This is just teaching me to become more emotionally balanced, okay? I want to be that King of Cups. And how can I be that King of Cups? Is by not only watching my thoughts, but watching the emotions and how I feel in those moments. Emotions literally means disturbance. You can look it up. A disturbance. A disturbance that starts in the mind and trickles down into the body, and eventually, if it's not dealt with, causes ailment in the body. And you've heard me say this on this podcast before, because I read about that in Money and the Law of Attraction. Okay? So stop letting everything trigger you. So many of us like to take things so personal, and we allow every little thing to trigger us and create an emotion. Now, I'm not saying be out here and be emotionless. I'm just saying be balanced with your emotions, fam. Okay? So, stop letting everything trigger you. And if it does trigger you, understand why it's triggering you, so that you can heal from it, all right? And it no longer becomes a part of your experience every single time. Because the last thing you want to do is to continuously alter the chemistry of your body because someone said something to you that you didn't like, or because someone said something to you that you didn't want to hear, or because someone told you what it really was. Someone was talking about you because someone cut you off in traffic, okay? Someone made you mad, upset, angry, whatever it is. You see, it's so easy. You see what I did there? It's so easy to blame someone else. But the truth is, we are the ones in control of the emotion behind everything I just said. For the people in the back, you are the one in control of the emotion behind everything I just said. If someone cut you off in traffic and you start cursing them out, that ain't on them. That's on you, fam. So choose differently, moment to moment. Train yourself to be aware. Now, I'm sure there's an episode, and I know as facts, there is an episode about self-awareness on my podcast, and you can go back and refresh your memory, fam, all right? I'm not about to get into self-awareness right now, but we think we are aware. A lot of us think we are aware. We're woke. We're this, we're that. We're all of the above in a big body shotgun riding on doves. Okay? We think we are aware, but most people aren't the slightest bit aware of anything beyond what the eyes can see. I said that. I'm aiming for complete awareness. If that is such a thing, I am aiming for it. Okay, on all levels, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, financially, all levels. That's what your girl is aiming for. So minding your thoughts and emotions requires effort. And you have to be willing to put in the effort each and every day. Especially to be aware of who you are and what you're doing at all times. Now, this may sound crazy to some at first, but here's one technique you can use, okay, to help you kind of become more aware of what you are doing moment to moment, okay? So you can start by saying out loud, keyword, say it out loud, okay, everything that you're doing moment to moment. For example, to get out of your head in the mornings when you wake up. Because a lot of times when we wake up, we bring yesterday into today, right? So to get out of your head in the mornings, okay, your conversation would go something like this. Right now I'm getting out of bed and I'm making up my bed. I'm walking to the bathroom. I am turning on the light. I am turning on the water. I am wetting the towel. I am washing my face. I am getting the toothpaste and the toothbrush out. I am putting toothpaste on the toothbrush and so forth and so on. All right? Speak out every action that you're doing is basically what I'm saying. You know, for whatever it is that you do in the morning. Maybe that's not your routine, but whatever it is you do in the morning, this technique is to help you get out of your head by speaking out the actions that you are doing moment to moment. So the purpose of this exercise, I was about to say episode, is to focus your mind on what you're presently doing. Okay, for the people in the back. You can't speak and think at the same time. Hence, why it's important and why this will help you stop thinking so much. You cannot speak and think at the same time. So, and if you catch yourself thinking about something, you know, that's unpleasant or something that's worrying you or bothering you, all right, go back to the present moment. Go back to speaking out loud what you are doing in that moment. And don't worry about who's around you and what they think. You are trying to improve the quality of your life. Don't worry about everybody else, okay? And if it is something that you're thinking about that needs to be handled, okay, deal with it. You know, we're not here to try to ignore it. We're not doing this technique to ignore what's going on, but the purpose is to stay present and to allow yourself to look for solutions, because that's all you can do is look for a solution instead of focusing on the problem. We are all some mathematicians, all right, out here in these streets trying to figure shit out every day. You're a mathematician, I'm a mathematician, your mama a mathematician, your cousin a mathematician. We trying to figure this shit out every day. And truth be told, just being honest, 100 on this podcast, a lot of that shit we've created, okay? We have created it ourselves. So mind your thoughts. Mind your thoughts. I thank you for listening to this podcast. Share this podcast on your social media and share it with anyone you feel needs to hear this episode, this podcast, any of it, okay? Thank you, thank you, thank you for taking the time out of your day to listen to me. I appreciate that. I love you, and I hope you're having a beautiful Friday. The sun is shining, the skies are clear, the birds are chirping, and I think I'm going to get me some outside today, all right? I suggest you do the same. But thank you for being here. I love you, and I hope that you can take time each day to mind your thoughts, fam, all right? And remember, and take this reminder with you, but remember to inhale the good shit and exhale the bullshit. Peace. Please check out my Etsy shop, Unlock the Magic Shop. The link is in the description of every episode, okay? I am selling Oracle cards, Unlock the Magic cards, to help you improve your life by just simply living in the present moment. And it's full of affirmations and just things to help you think differently, okay? I also have a Language of Love deck for anyone who needs clarification around their relationships, situationships, whatever you want to call it, okay? I have manifestation candles. I have crystal necklaces. I also sell sublimated t-shirts. I have guidebooks. I have a lot of things. So just please check out my Etsy shop for everything that your girl is doing. And I appreciate it. I thank you for listening to this podcast, Vibe With Me, High Energy, with your girl, Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all. Be sure to hit that support button, okay, so I can continue to pump out and provide you with good high vibrational information. Also, Share this podcast with your family and friends on your social media to help me reach a broader audience so that everyone can receive the goodness and the magic created here.